Testy 1, 2, 3, and let's do it, man. Let's do it.
I know you can do it, so baby, get to it.
Just watched Grapes of Wrath, John Ford's rendering of the John Steinbeck Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, and I forgot. You know, it's amazing how good actors were in the 30s, too, and we talk about the stiff sort of theatrical style of acting that they had. But by the 30s, the method, Stanislavski's method, had made its way into New York City by way of I think they were just called the theater group, something like that. They presaged, is that the word? Or predated the Actors Studio. But Jesus Christ, I'm looking at these really great acting, great actors in that movie. Henry Fonda was one, but all the supporting players were really good, really realistic, and really brought the story to life. But whoever played Ma, that actress, she was goddamn great. There's a scene, she's the mother, and she's talking to her son, played by Henry Fonda, and he's a fugitive from justice. He's committed some kind of manslaughter, and he's escaped from jail. He's in California, and he's already wanted in Oklahoma, so she's saying to him, how am I going to know how you're doing? What will I do? How will I know how you are? And it's I can't even describe the scene. It's so powerful, where he says to her, and they said that Steinbeck had a lot of Christian imagery in the book, a lot of Christ-like iconic moments, and one of them is Tom Joad there, who basically echoes Jesus when he says, Mom, I'll be everywhere. He says, wherever there's a cop beating up a guy, I'll be there. Wherever there's somebody who's hungry, I'll be there. Wherever there's kids laughing, I'll be there. Because he can't tell her. He doesn't know. He says to her, what I'll do with my fugitive status, basically, he says, is I'm going to look and see what I can find out about why things are as fucked up as they are. So it's very symbolic. But I tell you, man, it just really was great. I think I was telling, maybe I might have been telling, I don't know who I was telling, but I flipped the TV on one day and there's goddamn John Steinbeck on TV hosting a movie. Not like, you know, movie of the week, but he was hosting the presenter of these O. Henry shorts that had been turned into movies or turned into episodes. Really, it was like almost like a Twilight Zone, because O. Henry shit was kind of like that. Just there was a little bit of supernatural shit happening in there. Steinbeck. It blew me away, man. The guy is pretty gnarled up. At the time, the guy was in his 60s. He was a really, you know, tough-sounding dude. Anyway, I'm chewing the shit out of this gum. I know it drives you guys crazy. And where is the levels today? Where are we with the levels today? Okay, cool. I did a whole bunch of auditions this afternoon, and I didn't give a fuck where the levels were. I just, you know. So, one thing I want to do, I'll get rid of the gum, sorry. Let's get over to our classic hour. What do we got going on here, man? Football already? Is this the NFL channel? It's the goddamn ESPN. Oh, I want to finish watching that 30 by 30 that I was watching on this guy, Spano, who owned the island... Who owned the fucking Islanders in 1996? Jesus, this guy was just crooked as the day is long, man. This guy, he had no money. You know, it's pretty fascinating too. I think one of the most fascinating stories in all of the milieu of human endeavor and lack thereof is the guy who convinces everybody he's just fucking loaded and he hasn't got a dime, you know? So I'm sitting, I'm having dinner at a steakhouse that was over here, right on the point, man. When you go over the bridge and you're near the Channel Islands Harbor, and there's a little point, and there was a fantastic restaurant there that went out of business. I don't know what the fuck the economy of this area is. Very weird, but somebody is going to come in here and start building some, because there's a lot of folks over in the Fingers, people on Silver Strand Beach where I live. There are a lot of people who would like to have maybe a restaurant, a steakhouse or whatever, closer to us here than having to go into Ventura. But this joint was great. I used to go there all the time, and it was going out of business. It's just that it did not have the traffic. But I'm sitting there one night, and I hear this guy at the table at a booth down at the end with three women. And this guy was holding forth, yes, well, you know, my boat. And, oh, and I swear to God, I believe I heard him say something along the lines of, well, now would you, how could that have happened? Well, what's wrong, John? I left my wallet in the hotel. I tell you what, you know, and I'm like, this is like right out of a fucking movie. This guy is so full of shit, you know. He was laying it on thick. Well, I tell you what, if you can, you know, you don't mind, I can run over to the hotel as soon as we're done, although I do have that phone call. And all of them were just like playing their parts, you know. Oh, no, no, that's okay. We'll do this now, and, you know, you treat us another time. Of, yes, absolutely. And remember, my boat, your boat, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Why do I think they never saw any boat? Why do I think they never saw him again? You know. Oh yeah, Henry. We are going to the 18th, right? Yeah, the 18th of July, 2018. February 2004. Oh, no, 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 you bloody fool. You try to be smart, but you take it to heart. Oh, come on, motherfucker. Let's go with this goddamn fucking slow-ass shit. The fuck?
The Boston Celtics. Sure, if you go to the Boston Celtics.
What the fuck? Okay. Christ. Oh, you know what? I can't fucking record the goddamn thing because I'm recording the motherfucker right now. Okay. All right, well, March 2004. Don't sleep in the subway, Charlie.
Charlie.
A lot of copy to read today, man. Yeah. Goodbye means nothing when it's all for show. Jesus, I hate these fucking goddamn rodeos, all this shit. This goddamn hillbilly fucking cocksucking shit out of here. And remember, if you don't love America, just leave it. Boy, we're right back to 1968. Talk about, you know, there's liberals and then there's the conservatives who just live in 1968, 67, 55. They don't know how to move into the future. Hey, how about that healthcare plan, huh, Trump? I don't know how to do that shit. I just said I did because you figure you need to know shit like that to be president, right? Yeah, uh-huh. But when it comes to actually doing that shit, you don't know your goddamn fucking ass from a hole in the ground, do you? In fact, you don't know how to do anything, do you? Not really. All right, so that is that, man. Let's go back to where we were. Got a friend of mine that works security for events in Los Angeles. Lots of different events. Every fucking time I'm down in her neighborhood, I'll say, hey, I'm in town. You want to have some dinner? I'm working. She's always saying, let me know when you're around. Okay. She's down at, like, the closest that we can get to each other is Marina Del Rey. Because she lives in the marina, but she's working all through L.A. And, hey, I got a thing. I want to be, you know. Oh, I'm working the Queen concert. I guess there's a Queen concert this weekend. Who is in that fucking band? Who leads, you know? What's the date, man? Tomorrow's the 18th, am I right? Yeah. I believe I am, you know. Yeah. Well, let's see what we got here. July the 18th. Boy, that was lousy. I'm just looking at... Here's the 18th. The show starts cold with Dan Naniner, a light hits disc jockey with Tourette's and anger issues. Dr. Ron Tarjay has issues, and Phil and his Dana Loesch commentary. Oh, issues with Phil and his Dana Loesch commentary. I don't know what the hell that was. July 18th, 2018. I don't even know why I fucking talk to these people. Their only reason for living, man, is to... But, you know, we live in a time... We're really living in a time... This is a great time to be an amateur, to... Because amateurs, Christ almighty, I'm listening to the talk radio. Even if you're a right-winger. Well, if you're a right-winger, you haven't got a lot going for you in terms of brains to begin with, right? But if it is the fucking rare thing that you actually have some fucking brains between your ears, how you listen to that shit? I don't understand. People think he was racist. I mean, doesn't Omar come from another country? The guy didn't even mention that the other three women from America. She comes from another, she doesn't like it. Why doesn't she go home? How's that racist? This guy is so fucking dumb. He doesn't know the country's had that fight. Like, repeatedly, go back to where you came from is a standard racist taunt. Going back for decades. Go back to where you came from, starting in the fucking 20s, starting back in the 19th century. Goes against everything this country stands for. But because this is one of the dumbest fucking generations to ever lead any country ever in any context, this generation of Americans, so fucking stupid, we ought to all be arrested. Particularly the fucking boomers are so goddamn dumb. I'm asking myself, Was this the generation that was the sons and daughters of the greatest generation? The people went to war and gave up everything to educate and to feed and to give some sense of that you got a chance at a life, and this is what you fucking did with it? You put this fucking moron in the what? Even people, you know, Trump supporters are, there's the people are hardcore that really think he's a fucking genius, and those, there's nothing you can do with those people. Those are the people you kick their fucking ass at poker every fucking time you play them. They're smart enough not to play that much, but they kind of go, yeah, I'll put some money in. They get their fucking ass handed to them. But there is a really significant group of people who know Trump is a lying motherfucker. They know he is a scumbag, but they like him anyway because he's pushing forward things that they want, which is primarily hold on to all of their goddamn money and somehow, some way, enjoy their lives while they see the country fall apart around them. That's their idea of living. And those people, Trump is their guy. They think somehow, you know, the country is going to stay together because, well, it's always been here. They don't, you know, like most narcissists and psychopaths, they can't fucking figure the future for the love of God, man. They can't plan anything. Trump is continually surprised by the reactions to him, the negative reactions to him. He's constantly shocked. He's constantly pissed off by it. The whole, you know, take your fucking census question and shove it up your fucking ass has driven an awful lot of his anger concerning all this other chicken shit. Don't even worry about that. That's made him really angry. The fact that he lost the midterms, I mean, got his fucking ass beat, drove his insistence that goddamn wall get built. They're not going to beat me, man. I mean, talk about wasted fucking time. I thought I had this country figured out pretty well, and I think I do, but I never, ever thought that racism was as, and it's fucking racism. I don't give a shit what anybody says. It is a belief that there's a certain color of skin that doesn't quite have it together. They're not really entitled to the shit we want. They're constantly suspected as being criminally prone. That's racism. Don't give me your fucking bullshit. But this guy this morning, I was listening to KBC. Christ almighty, never mind. But I mean, the cat was, I mean, I like, people opposite of me, if they're good, I used to always sing the praises of Rush Limbaugh, saying he was a very, very good broadcaster. I don't know, I haven't heard Rush in years because I just haven't heard him, man. I don't even listen to that shit, but not him necessarily. I don't listen to talk radio. But I always thought he was a great fucking broadcaster. Very creative guy. But anyway. So, we are where we need to be. July, right? Uh-oh. What's going on, man? There it is. Uh-oh, look at that. We'll see how we do here, man. Oh, I was wearing this shirt today. Let's see how we do here with this TriCaster, because I had to fire it on and off. The reason why we didn't have a video, here it is, the TriCaster problems. The TriCaster problems of 2018. Yes, it was August that we finally bought this new mini TriCaster, which has been fantastic. Now we're going to see Phil battling with the TriCaster problems of 2018. All right,